It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 290.
Yeah, boy.
Mate, we're so close to 300. This is exciting. I'm excited. There's so much to be excited about.
Well, people might not realise why you're so excited.
Yeah. Well, it's not the excitement doesn't come from my weekend, as much as my weekend was nice. Mm. But just quickly, flew to Sydney to go to a wedding on Saturday.
Yeah.
Got in Friday night late. Amy got a migraine, so we couldn't even go to the wedding. So the reason we went to Sydney...
the wedding was for Saturday?
The wedding was Saturday, about 3 o'clock. It got to about 12 and Amy's like, oh no. So migraines are like serious. If you've just had a bad headache, it's not a migraine. A migraine's like, I've never seen this before. Like hand starts going numb. Like you start losing some speech. It's like...
Partly psychological, do you think, or no?
I don't know, dude. This is they like don't know enough.
Timing-wise, it's like if it happens before a big event, you'd be like stressed. Well,
there is triggers to migraines. Mm-hmm. They don't quite know enough about it yet. It's so complex. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so she luckily slept it off. Some of them are much worse where she's wiped out. But it knocks you out. So we didn't go to this wedding.
What did you do? Did you do a classic? Because Amy was... pregnant when you went on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
And so Amy would stay in the hotel room being sick and you would go, ba da 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 da.
I'd go drinking beers and exploring and making videos. There's no beers because I'm not drinking this weekend, but I did go walking and the weather was shit. So I just had coffee and just, but we ended up going out and having a nice dinner. She recovered and we went to Bondi and had some lovely food. So it was nice, but it wasn't, that's not where my excitement comes. I was glued to my phone. I've never used my phone so much across a weekend. Mm-hmm. We like to not work on weekends. There was a lot of stuff.
It was hardcore working. Okay. Mr. 97, can you just come in, please?
Yeah, come in.
This is a good time to get him in.
Well, you're the reason why I bloody have used my phone more than I ever have in the last 48 hours. How are you feeling, buddy?
A little bit overwhelmed.
So
had a big weekend.
Yeah, well, for people who aren't on our Instagram account, The Daily Talk Show on Instagram, if you want to follow us along, but on Friday, our friends at Shameless, Michelle and Zara, came into the office and they were just going to record their episode.
Yeah.
And then we thought, we've got Mr. 97 here. We have podcast friends who have access to one of the biggest female audiences in Australia.
Yeah. And girls are tapped in. Like I just across the weekend saw how powerful the Shameless Girls audience actually is. And Mason's felt the full brunt of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because last week we did talk about how we wanted to find you a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You've never been on a date. You've never had a girlfriend. Yep. And we want to do you a solid. Yeah.
And so Cyclone Shameless has come has hit Mason, Mr. 97, real hard.
Yeah.
So what's it been like?
Oh, mate, yeah.
And tell us why and why it's been like that. Because we haven't even, like, on the Daily Talk Show, we haven't even gone
there.
Haven't
explained anything.
So what happened? Tell us what happened.
Yeah, last Thursday we recorded – oh, Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday, yeah. Last Friday we recorded a little bit and the Shameless Girls put it up on their social media.
I've actually got it here. I'll play this. This was what the Shameless Girls put onto their Instagram.
Guys, welcome to Shameless Dating Show. We are joined by Melbourne's most eligible 19-year-old bachelor. Now, Mr. 97, you're single.
Yep.
Yep.
And you want to find a wife?
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Or just a girlfriend who is kind. Cool. Have you got any plans tonight?
No plans.
Have you got any plans tomorrow night?
No plans tomorrow night.
We're setting up Mr. 97 with a girlfriend this weekend.
Michelle, do you have some questions?
I do.
Quick. Straight to the point.
I think, first of all, what do you look for in a girl?
Someone who's a mate, someone I can hang out with, I can work out with.
That's important.
Work out with,
yeah. Who's happy to like curl up and watch Netflix.
Okay. That's two very different. So you want someone who's
exactly
fit,
on both
really
ends
lazy.
Of the spectrum.
Okay,
fit
great.
And lazy.
Great.
Someone who can have a bit of banter, who can give me
funny.
A bit of shit,
yep,
who I
yeah.
can give a bit of shit.
Can I have a fire round of questions?
Yeah, yes. Go for it.
Donald Trump, yes or no?
No.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Would you rather be laminated while alive or have paper cuts on your eyeballs?
Jesus.
What's the world's best, would you rather?
Paper cuts.
Yeah, I agree. You never want to be laminated while alive.
Blonde or brunette?
Blonde.
What's the most important...
That doesn't rule out any though.
What's the most important personality trait?
That's not yes or no.
Honesty and authenticity. Yeah.
Deep.
So far looking for a unicorn. Okay. Climate change, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, what?
It's fake. Happening. No, it's you happening,
think it's
bro.
Fake? What would your ideal date night be?
I don't know, probably like a cooked meal at home. I cook it.
Oh,
like
you
that.
Cook it? What do you cook?
Something healthy, maybe like Mexican or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of age range are we looking for?
Come on.
18 to 24.
20. So 18 to 24 must like working out. How do you organise paying for a date?
Oh, yes.
I'd pay.
Oh, okay. See, wrong answer. I think you should just say men and women are equal, that you'll both split it.
That's totally fine. Pay for the date.
Okay, you'll pay for the date. So he'll take you out. If you like the look of Mason, Mr. 97, 97.8, I'll just get that in one more time.
I don't actually think you haven't started with that. Also in Melbourne, we should say.
If you like the look of Mason, you need to head over. Are we going to send them over to the Daily Talk Show?
Instagram. I think so.
Write a comment on their photo.
Or tag your friend.
And yeah, tag a friend. Get your girlfriends involved because come on, he's such a catch. Look at him. He got 97 on his ATAR score. Can we give
cooks.
Him? He's progressive and he cooks. Like, what more can we give them? Not
we
much.
We can't give them much more. This is all we do.
Come on, guys.
Thank you for coming to Shameless Dating. This is the first and only time we will ever do it.
I think they're going to have 100% strike rate if they only ever do this once. Yeah. But I'll read you what they put as the status mm-hmm. when they posted this on Instagram because it helps just really tie up and tell you why we were glued to our phones over the weekend. Shameless Girls wrote, "Attention single shameless listeners. The very funny and delightful boys over at the Daily Talk Show have come to us with a mission to set up their very kind, clever and single 19-year-old employee. This is Mason. He got a 97 ATAR. He hates Trump. He likes to cook Mexican food and he wants to take an eligible Melburnian on the first date of his life. Would you date him? If so, let us know. Even better, let him know. If this podcast can play Cupid every now and then, honestly, if it can't, honestly, what's the point? If you were single, you have a mate who is, get them tagging." All right, so this is what they instructed everyone to go to our page or to just start commenting on this. Holy shit.
Yeah.
There were so many comments and your Instagram account, the Mr. 97 Instagram account.
Yeah.
Your followership is filled with females who are
99% chicks, yeah.
Yeah,
and who are single.
Did you notice they're all blonde as well? So they listened to some of your thoughts. So tell us, what's it been like for the last 48 hours?
Oh, mate, it's been crazy. Like so many people have been messaging. Like I sent Tommy or the Daily Talk Show on Instagram. I think it was Tommy. Yeah. I don't know if you saw it. But it was a screenshot of all the DMs that I've gotten on Instagram. It was at least like 30-ish.
So this is people who have gone to Mr. 97's Insta and like they're saying.
They're messaging me, yeah.
Because I was messaging you on Friday. I actually got a little bit worried. I was like.
Do you think you were worried because you've previously done a call out to try and find a police officer who you thought was attractive in Shepparton and you got in a lot of trouble by the police?
Yeah, we did. But I just know Mason. Like, Mason is a guy that says yes to anything we throw at him because he wants to be a team player and he likes to impress.
Yeah.
And I do think you like to put yourself out there, which is what you're doing with this big time.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I was like, maybe this is – like, I felt just the thunderstorm, or cyclone shameless, as you called it.
Yeah, I got a lovely message from Tommy just telling me to call him if I have any problems.
Me, on the other hand, I'm ABC, always be contenting. Yeah. Mate, be rolling on it. What's going on?
Just recording my phone calls during the weekend. Yeah. What are you up to, mate?
Yeah, I was actually out the front in a van with Zara and Michelle. We're just keeping 24-hour vigil.
I think we need – you can pull the pin if you don't want this, but it sounds like you're enjoying this.
Yeah, it's a good experience.
So what was the first sort of message that came in? Do you remember the specific first DM?
Nah, not the first one. A lot of them were a bunch of pickup lines about Mexican. You can cook Mexican any day.
Okay, great. People love Mexican, don't they?
Oh, mate, it took off.
Yeah.
The Mexican?
Yeah. Yeah, the Mexican thing took off, and then somehow peanut butter took off as well.
Really?
I don't know what happened in the Facebook group, but someone messaged me crunchy or smooth peanut butter, and then I told them about my 5 kg of peanut butter purchase at Coles.
Oh, so they would have loved
and then
that.
Then I had a few more messages about that. But yeah,
what have you learnt about yourself through the process?
Definitely not overthink anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That's for sure. Just sort of.
So you are a natural overthinker, do you think? Or
I think when it comes, when it comes to this, I overthink it a little bit. I was like, oh, yeah, what happens if I say this? What happens if I say that? But if you literally just, I don't know, message normally, then it's much way better. It's way better.
Do you think that's why you haven't actually gone on the date yet? It's because you've overthought any the times that this has potentially...
In terms of like ever. The date after this weekend? Or just
no, ever. No, just ever. Before
yeah.
this weekend.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
we should we should get old mate Watsy, Gemma Watts, on the phone. So Gemma's been sort of wingmanning you hard all weekend she as has, well.
Yeah. It was one of the first comments that
she
went
left
on
a few lovely comments
on the post. It was like, girls, shameless girls, I can vouch for this guy.
Yeah.
He's great. So you've got the endorsement from Gemma Watts.
So let's catch Gemma before she jumps on the train.
Hello, this is Miss Gemma's Love Hotline. How may I be of assistance?
Old mate, Watsy, what's going on, mate?
I mean, lucky I've got your number saved because if I fucking answer phone like that, it was a client.
It's perfect. So we've got Mr. 97 here.
Yep.
He's shaking.
Oh, Australia's most eligible bachelor.
Yeah. I know, it's been huge. Mr. 97, you had some questions.
Yep.
Gemma, I think the best way to position you for Mr. 97 is you are the big sister and you can
provide... Well, that's certainly the angle that I've been taking. So lucky we're all in agreement.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. This is great. Yeah. This is love coach and sister. So, yeah. So Mr. 97, what are you thinking so far? What questions have you got for Gemma?
I think one of the things I've been thinking about and I need a bit of help with is...
Yep.
Something about conversation starters. What do you recommend?
Oh my God. Okay. I'm so glad that you've come to me with these questions firstly, because my job for the last month has been studying Zoe Foster Blake's love book.
Oh,
so
right.
Get ready for me to regurgitate all of that information and package it up as if it were my own. I mean, I don't think that you necessarily need a conversation starter. I feel like if you have a conversation starter in your head, you'll start to like, you'll think it, I don't know, it'll come off as like scripted.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You just have to think like, you've just got to be very, very calm and just talk to them as if they're a person that you already know.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You're a great guy, 90 says. Just be relaxed. Think like, they are so lucky to be talking to me. That's
yeah, sure.
how I go about my life.
Okay.
And I know that on me that comes across as arrogance, but on you, that's going to be charming as shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's 97's, what was your approach? Like, how did you, did every single person reach out to you first or did you do any reaching out based on people following you?
No, I didn't reach out.
Okay. There was,
very cool.
Yes, he's so cool. Why didn't you reach out?
There's a lot on the plate.
Okay, so he's overwhelmed.
Do you know how many hours I spent messaging people?
How many? I got
at least 10 hours over the weekend.
That's amazing.
Oh mate, so many lovely people like comment, like, yeah, message me. So I just felt bad responding to every single one.
To be nice. I bet there were some duds.
No.
Was there any that you were like, oh no, this is like, that doesn't sound good or that doesn't sound like me? Like, are you getting a vibe that, because you're not, I mean, you can see them, but you're also getting a slight taste of their personality based on what they're saying. So was there any that, you don't have to say their names, but was oh, I'm a bit.
Yeah, what's the extreme end of like stuff that was like, oh, this chick's lovely and oh, this chick is quite full on?
Yeah, there are a few from New Zealand, actually.
Okay,
a few
sure.
people messaging from New
the
Zealand.
Motherland.
Yeah,
which
great.
Was logistically very difficult.
Yeah, a little bit.
but they were probably one of the nicest. We literally were just talking about like Joe Rogan.
Okay, sure.
Stuff going down in New Zealand, jet planes, okay, sure. that sort of stuff.
Gemma, I've got a question for you. Like, at what point do you think he then, because you know their intentions of the message, but how do you then say, let's do this, let's make this happen? What's your suggestion to him? Because I haven't asked him that, how he's gone about
it. Okay, first you want to find like some common ground, be that an interest or a cuisine.
Got that.
I would imagine that half of the messages were like nacho related.
Yep.
So then I would, like, if I were you, just putting myself in the shoes of a 19-year-old single male, surprisingly not that difficult to do, I would be messaging saying like, I mean, just hypothetically, work the Mexican food into it and be like, look, my nachos are pretty good, but I've heard like
Mexican Cantina and Narre Warren have great nachos.
Yeah. And then say, give them like two possible evening options. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Not a date. If you're just saying like, oh, we should go out sometime, that's not a date. and you're a fuckboy.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You need to give them like an actual option and lock that shit down.
Yeah.
What do you think about like non-food related dates? Like, is it too extreme for him? Like, do people? I mean, Tommy and I have been off the dating scene for a very long time.
So have I.
Is, like, do you know? Like, do people go rollerblading and stuff, or is that sort of more school holidays?
Well, I don't know if they go rollerblading. It's actually 2019, but yeah, I sure. think maybe be like, oh, we're going rollerblading and then we'll share milkshakes at the diner.
Yeah, I like I that idea.
what I will
maybe straight off the bat, but I think non-food related activities are fine.
Mm. Yeah, I tell you one
bowling that springs to mind.
Bowling potentially don't do is take them to the circus. I took a girl to the circus first date. She got picked to go up on stage.
Oh no!
Oh no!
She's up there. I'm just like, oh no! Don't it? It didn't go well.
What about a comedy show? A comedy show would be a great first one.
At the moment, the sort of the plan is.
Oh, sorry, Mr. 97's got a plan. This is good. I like this. What's your plan?
Okay, so there's a little date scheduled for tomorrow night.
Oh, he's got one. You've got
tomorrow
one.
Night for tomorrow night. Yeah, and
oh my god, my heart,
my chest hurts.
Sorry, I'm just getting onto a train, so I apologize for background noise. Oh, I'm out in the wild.
That's fine. This is no great. Worries.
I'm on day release.
Yeah. So the plan at the moment is. Going around to her place. I'm bringing my dog. She's got a little pup as well.
Oh, this is perfect.
Great.
What did she say?
There's a witness for anything that goes down.
And then
can I strap a microphone and GoPro to your dog?
No chance.
Would be good fun.
You'd love that.
Yeah, it'd be a great. It'd be very funny.
So it's a quadruple date.
Yeah, double date.
Double date.
The dogs are dating as well.
At what time of day are you going to her house?
After work, so like 6:30.
Uh-huh. We can definitely make sure we're done real early tomorrow.
And then, I don't know, take the dogs on a walk or something, then come back and then I'm cooking her food.
Fuck, I'm nervous.
Oh, really? You're actually cooking on the first? This is huge.
Yeah.
What have you told your family?
Nothing.
No one's allowed to be home?
No, it was at her place.
Oh, it's at her place. Yeah, okay, great. All right, perfect. Yeah. Oh, lovely.
That's amazing.
And I'm so excited. What dog park are you going to? Can I just walk past with my dog?
We've got to have Gemma.
Well, look, I haven't figured. She said there's one nearby, so I'm just going to rely on her for that.
This is hopefully
there's a supermarket
and
as well.
And so, hang on, can I just say, because I don't think that you can just go, I mean, if she's the one, I'm happy with
that. No, way too early.
But I do think that there needs to be some kind of, this is a hard thing, Gemma. This is a question for a girl that could be going on a date with a young man that is definitely on the market. What's the feeling of like knowing that he's potentially like going off to date other people? Because that's the reality of this.
Yeah, I feel bad about that. Well, I'm not doing that.
This is the thing, and this is a tip from good old ZFB. Anywhere else in the world, that's very normal. If you go on one date with someone, that's fine. It's the expectation is that they're dating other people. That's what dating is.
Yeah.
But in Australia, we tend to jump from like, you know, you meet someone in a group setting or online, and then you jump from that straight to, oh, we're exclusively dating.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a big deal, and she shouldn't.
Mm. I mean, The Bachelor would be very boring if on the first day he's like, actually, I really like this girl.
Yeah.
Just send it here.
Yeah. Done. I think that is you being in the dating arena. Like it is.
Yeah, it's the expectation.
You're not being a sleaze bag. You're a nice guy that's just meeting people. You've said you want to find someone that can have some banter, like you're actually friends with. So that's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you propose on the first date, then perhaps you do need to stop going on dates with other people. Yeah. I don't know. Unless you've bought a ring, I think you're safe.
But it's very, like, I feel like cooking at her place is quite intimate, though. Like, is there a risk in going too intimate too quickly that it's going into, what is it called, the girlfriend experience? Is that what they call?
I think it's nice. I think,
that means something different to what you think it means.
No, this is a girlfriend. I think the girlfriend experience, I mean, it's, I think I saw it on some sort of Louis Theroux thing, but it was related to prostitutes.
You did.
Yes.
You did, but so, I'm on the train, so I can't.
She's breaching her
parole.
No, I think what that will do, I think that date for you, Mr. 97, will you'll be yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it. You got to find things where you will be yourself. Yeah. Like going to the – this is the thing. Going to the movies is – it's okay, but you're not talking to the person.
Yeah. Good if you don't have much of a personality.
Yeah.
Save that for when you've been together for 7.5 years.
I know. Or you want to just get a nap in.
Yeah.
Go to golf class.
And so, Gemma, do you have any other thoughts with the context that Mr. 97 is going to be going to the house, all of these elements, anything that – so are you bringing 97s? Are you bringing all the ingredients?
Still to figure that one out. Okay. Like if there's a supermarket there, then
there won't be a supermarket at her house. But
I think it's kind of cool.
But wouldn't it be wild? If
I'm
there
sure
was?
There's one.
Oh, do you say Richmond?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. We've got the suburb. Jeez. Richmond's convenient.
It's a big suburb.
I'm just googling dog parks in Richmond.
Oh, I actually, you know what? The funny thing is, when I was house sitting, I went to the dog park in Richmond. Would it be? It'd be too much for me to borrow the dog that I normally.
Yes. Yes, yeah, it would
I'm
be.
Not going to get involved at all.
No. I'm looking forward to hearing about this. And I think Gemma is too.
Actually am going to be in Richmond at that time tomorrow. So
okay, perfect.
If you need someone to like fake an injury and make you look like a hero.
Yeah, great.
A heart attack on the...
Rolled her ankle. Right. Oh, I was going for rolled ankle, but heart attack is fine.
All right. Just lastly, Gemma, what do you think you should do about the other... hundreds of women that have been messaging him.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because I think he's feeling a bit guilty based on...
Yeah.
Mate, you're not married to this girl from tomorrow night.
No, you shouldn't. No, so, absolutely so, no reason to feel guilty.
What should his plan of attack be? That sounds bad.
Yeah, let's not use the word attack. No attacking going
what
on.
What is Mason's love plan? That sounds bad.
Love attack plan.
The Gemma in me really wants him to put a spreadsheet with traits of each person.
Yeah. And all of their scents and perfumes,
Yeah, that's what I would be suggesting, but I don't know if you want to come across as a psycho right off the bat.
Too late.
I mean, you can't ghost them.
Yeah.
From what I've been told about modern dating, that's a very common thing. But just, I don't know how one slowly wraps up a conversation in a way that is polite.
Well, 97s needs to be comfortable with the idea that the girl that he meets tomorrow, the next day she might be getting cooked another meal
by
Mr. 99.
Yeah.
And you're just gonna have to be cool with that.
Yeah, he's a doctor.
Does that make you feel sort of weird, that part of the dating scene, or no?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. It shouldn't.
Yeah, that's good.
They shouldn't.
I just feel bad if I do it. So it's
Sure. So you don't mind. Yeah, that's good.
I think I this has been bringing up so many of the experiences I've had, like thinking about you and like thinking about when you go on a date with somebody and you don't actually gel with them. How do you play? It is a hard one because I'll be the first to admit I've probably brushed off girls and it's hurt them. Mm-hmm. I've had it done to me, and I don't think there's any. The higher road is to be a man and tell them how you feel and that it didn't work out. And I don't think, we're compatible.
Do you even have to do that?
Here's the battle. I've always thought I don't have to do it because I don't owe them anything.
Mm.
But then you could also be a good person and think about who you want to be and how you'd want to be treated and then treat them like that.
Yeah.
It's not going like – because they could easily go, oh, you're a psycho, mate. I didn't even fucking like
you. But I don't know if it's
like, hey, look, I don't think we're compatible.
A good person – like, because I was thinking about this the other day where it's like I hadn't seen a friend in a while. And I was going to say to them, I thought like next time they try to reach out, being like, hey, I actually realize that when I'm like around you, I don't necessarily feel that good. But it feels unnecessary.
What's the difference
between saying like, hey, like I don't think we're compatible versus just like ignoring the text messages, but just like it sort of slowly just fizzles out.
Yeah,
right?
By ignoring their text messages. That's what happens. And then girls...
So I don't think there's actually anything that wrong with it just fizzling out because I'm just trying to think of whenever that has happened to my girlfriend and they're like, why hasn't he called me back? My advice is always just like, don't sweat it, move on, plenty more fish.
Yeah.
But then playing the big sister role, I'm like, be nice to them. But I don't know.
But saying that you're not compatible to me, like if someone said we're not compatible, I'd be like, it's because I'm fat, isn't it? Like straight away it goes into like all these other...
I think what you're doing is giving them the opportunity to just know. That's the biggest thing, knowing.
Yeah.
Hey,
Otherwise, it feels you're just like leading. They've got no idea what's going to happen.
Maybe after. Let's tell it. What is your thought about that, Mr. 97? What would you actually do?
I'd probably be honest with them and just tell them.
Mm. He did say I'm looking for someone who is honest and yeah. There was another one, something other.
But it could be like a really weird, like it could be like, oh, I just don't actually like your, like, I don't know.
You don't have to say that. I think it's just like, look, I don't think this.
We're not really gelling. That would sting. If someone said like, it's not really, your personality is not really my type.
Yeah, you don't leave it at that.
You don't, I just feel like, say that. Hey, had a really great time.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's the thing. Mm. I've had a really great time is the positive bit.
Yeah.
Then what's the next bit?
But I've got a date with Shelley on Wednesday.
Just to say I'm not like romantically interested, because that's not a comment on them as a person. Because you meet great people all the time that you're not necessarily romantically interested in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But then, I'll just be on the other end telling these girls to like calm down.
Yeah, maybe Gemma, you could do all the exit interviews.
Therapy.
Yeah, for everyone that Mr. 97's. Yeah. But do we think that Mr. 97 should at the very least go on three different dates with three different people?
Has to. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Okay.
Yeah. And do you think that they need to be...
A date breeds another date. So the more dates that you go on, it's like you get clarity on what you want and what you don't want.
And it feels like they shouldn't all be similar too. Like like you...
Yeah, then you would actually start to look like a sociopath if you're taking these girls on identical days.
Yeah, sure. But also like different sort of...
Take all of the girls to the first girl's house.
Exactly, yeah. All the same dog park.
No, my mum was suggesting a group date.
A group date? Mum, outrageous. She's been watching too much.
A group date with other couples or a group date with you and 14 women?
That's what he was going for.
And then the good thing about The Bachelor is that rose ceremony, because it's just the hard cut. You're out.
But that's a reality show. That's not.
No, I know. But what do you think we're doing? This is, we're on our reality podcast.
No, we're a reality podcast.
I actually don't think that's a bad way to do it.
Really? No, I think it's
How about this all happens at the Shameless Girls live show? They're all up on stage, Mr. 97 in a tux.
That'd be great. I did think about like how much, Gem, do you think we should just let 97 do his thing, or do you think over the next week...
listening to the second option. Okay. I think you just let him do his thing.
Because I did think about we could get a tailor involved for like a rental suit or something that could be great, but maybe maybe it's too pantomime.
No, be you, Mr. 97.
Gemma, enjoy. Where are you, what train station are you headed to?
I'm getting off Flinders. I've just gone through Glen Ferry.
Okay, great.
Memories of the Hawthorn.
Oh, lovely.
Take me back to 2010.
Yeah. Good times.
I had to stop going because I'd kicked everyone.
Well, look, it's there's no shame in that. That's for sure. And 97's on the beginning of a journey.
Oh, just one last question. Sorry, but Gemma,
you can't use the word journey.
So, kissing somebody on the first date. I know it sounds silly, but I've had girls crack the shits that I didn't kiss them on the first date, seriously. Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm not with them.
How did they crack it?
Well, because they make it like, oh, you're not interested. Oh, like we had a great date, but I'm like, oh, I don't really want to do that just yet. Mm. I'm holding off.
Mm. And so you're saying that...
You can't be annoyed about that.
No, seriously, multiple times, Gemma. Maybe it's not the girls that you hang around, but like...
No.
Angry.
And my friends are psychos, but none of them would do that.
And so...
But so what is there like... There's no. Basically, there's no rule, is there?
No, God. Okay, good. No rule at all.
Okay, good. Do what you do.
Yeah.
Be you.
Just follow your heart.
And Mexican and kissing, I don't know. Like, I guess it's okay. If you're both having the Mexican and stuff, it's it's going to be nice. I'm really excited.
Gem, I'm so excited.
Enjoy your train ride.
We'll continue the
conversation with 97s. And maybe it would be good to get you back on in the coming days as the story progresses.
Absolutely. I've got nowhere to be. Perfect.
Awesome. Thanks, Join Gemma.
Have a good one, Gem.
Godspeed.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Gemma Watts giving out the advice.
Do you feel a bit more comfortable after speaking to Gemma?
Yeah, a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
And so can you explain like what was the Friday night, the Saturday, the Sunday – Yeah. What has the – because I called you at probably 5 p.m. I said, what are you doing? What sort of DMs have you gotten? Yeah. And he said, I haven't opened any and I'm just about to do a training session to release some anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the position. That was the position you were in at about Friday at like five o'clock.
Five o'clock. Yeah.
And then what was the – where did it progress from there?
Another training session on Saturday. And Sunday.
Cool.
Yeah, I think the DM sort of like spiked up on Saturday, got a fair few on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And just started like going through all the ones from Friday and just started like responding and checking them off.
Man, you know when you get a bunch of text messages and you just know that you're going to get to them?
Mm.
I feel the anxiety there.
Yeah.
There's so much more on the line.
And then there were comments on the Facebook as well that I feel like I felt like I had to respond to. And I've only done like a few of them.
Did you use
and that's not even on the Daily Talk Show post. Like there are a few on the Daily Talk Show post.
Can I give you a piece of advice?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go.
I don't think you should be following back all these people because I think for some people, if Josh was a girl in the mix of getting a date,
yeah,
he'd be going to the follows and seeing who you followed, what made them right to get followed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw you follow a Holly very quickly. And that was, I was slightly dismayed because I was like, okay, he's pulling the trigger very early on this.
Yeah.
But I also appreciate
it. Now you can't unfollow it, bro.
Yeah, you got to.
I get it. This is a learning curve, but I selfishly held this piece of advice for the show, which is Monday and there's been a full week.
Did you?
No, that's all right. I haven't followed.
Okay, good.
And so did you like, do you kiss goodbye and stuff in the messages? Do you use many emojis?
Yeah, a lot of emojis.
No, okay. Emojis are fun.
Yeah.
Fun. But you know what I actually think?
Yeah, it loosens it up.
You know what I think you should actually do?
Yeah.
Get on the blower. Get on.
What does that mean?
Get on the phone.
I didn't know what that meant either.
No, get on the phone. Like, I think it's your generation is all about like instant Facebook Messenger, Instagram Messenger, text message, like not even text message. I think they're away from text and very far away from phone.
Yeah.
So if you were to sort of front foot it and be sort of an old school dude and say, love to have a phone chat. I think that's commendable because you can't go on dates with, like, going on 30 dates costs a bit of money.
Yeah.
A lot of time.
How are you going to get the dog to Richmond?
Yeah.
Have you thought it through? Are you going to ask if we can drive you? We can drop you off.
Yeah. No, my best mate's dropping me off.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he offered last night, so.
What a legend.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Can we have his number just to do the post drop-off interview?
Yeah, absolutely. So any other thoughts, any feelings? What have you learnt about dating, about women, about yourself?
Yeah, probably never complicate anything. Just sort of just go with it and just be yourself. I'm just excited to see what happens. Nervous, anxious, but no, it should be good.
Cyclone Shameless.
Exactly.
Blew your mind.
And so after Tuesday, after tomorrow night, we can speak to you and get all the details.
Yep.
But do you think that you could end up with a girlfriend out of all of this?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Well, I think maybe. The DMs are speaking for themselves. There's a high chance that you could. There's a high chance... Yeah, that you definitely could have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Did you get any clarity on, I definitely don't want this, or I've decided? Like, did you have anyone that was really aggressive in like, hey, sexy boy, or anything like that? Nothing too aggressive?
There was one sort of close to that, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
We'll be reviewing that
after. Sort of a bit pantomime. Any photos being sent either way?
No.
No photos. Yeah, you don't do that. I don't think this is that kind of a... This is not that kind of a... situation where it's getting smutty.
Oh,
that's what it sounded like.
No,
why would you send a photo when you got Instagram?
No, well, like, that's what I meant. Like, Insta, like, personal, like, oh, where are you right now? It's like, oh, look at this view, or I'm having dinner right now.
Yeah. Nah.
Just him and his mum.
Yeah. But those, I think that's I think that would actually be the next level of the DM.
Yeah.
Is the photo.
Or a phone chat before you start flicking through. Just have a chat. This is the thing. I want you to. It's the thing with Tinder. Tinder or Bumble is like purely based on how you look.
Yep.
And then there's a bit of convo in text, which is manufactured. You're thinking about it. You think, you know, you're trying to craft who you're trying to come across as. Mm. So get on the blower. We need a phone.
Stop
call.
Saying blower. I've never heard anyone.
That sounds so weird. Get on the phone. Yeah. You sickos.
And so do you. All right. Oh. All right, jeez. Great. We're proud of you, Mr. 97.
Mate, I'm so proud of you.
And we haven't actually looked at all the. Is it kosher for us to go through every DM? Are you cool with us just like not for content?
No, I don't want to trivialise. Maybe if you want to,
I don't mind
share.
If you take it. I don't mind if you sure. take a scroll through.
Well, if you think about this is the thing. You've got to look at it two ways. You've got the producer type thing, which is like Married at First Sight style. We're not doing that, but. If you've got a couple of mates, 100%, you would have that banter and you'd go through and you'd be like, what do you think about this one? Cool. Do you think that's okay? I mean, TJ, I don't want to sway you.
I want you to make every one of your own decisions. Mm. My wife's biggest thought was, or concern was about this, was I don't want Mason to do something he doesn't want to do.
Yeah. Mm.
But I was thinking about...
He does it every day.
No, but just thinking about life.
Coming to work.
There is so many things I've done that I didn't want to do, meaning I wasn't listening to myself. Yeah. Went on dates with this girl, kept it going because I thought it was probably the right thing to do, but I didn't really want to.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I didn't listen to that. But my point is, I said to Amy, you know what, you need to do stuff you don't want to do so you work out what you really want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it will teach you. So there's so many experiences that you're going to have that we can't help you with that you will just learn from over this.
And we can preface everything with like, oh, this is what I would do or this is interesting because of X, Y, and Z. Or don't you think this person's nice as well?
Yeah. Look, if I'm super uncomfortable doing anything, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
I mean, it's just a bit of development.
And there was even like, I think the first person to ever follow you, I felt a heavy investment on that person straight away. I was like, I think this is the one. But I understand that there's a...
I will say there's a lot of physios following you.
Physios?
Yeah, I saw.
Really? A lot of registered nurses as well.
I sound like the creep that's gone through and looked at all their profiles. Mm. But I've got to help Mr. 97 out and just screening a few. But yeah.
Go on.
You could have some... Yeah. They seem like lovely girls. Yeah. I do feel like such a big creep. I'm nearly 31. I'm going through these profiles. I'm just like, my wife's there, so I don't
She's
feel
got a
guilty.
Migraine. And you're just I'm scrolling just like, oh, Samantha's a physio.
Ridiculous some of the photos these girls post. Mm. It's crazy. So as be careful, the big,
are you talking, what sort of photos?
I just like, you know, sexualized photos.
Mm. I was thinking about we didn't have that. We didn't have that when we were growing up.
Not to the extent of how acceptable it is now. Even when we were young, when I was 18, your age, people would have scoffed at another person putting out photos of themselves in, like, you know.
But now it's very common. Like every single, it doesn't matter. Like what if you're a, doesn't matter if you're a primary school teacher or a registered nurse or whatever. Yeah. There's got to be like at least a rig photo by the looks of it.
Yeah, it's. Good luck, mate.
Yeah. I don't know how much else we can help. It's a daily talk show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you want to send us an email, Mr97 on Instagram. You can follow him. Just go through The Daily Talk Show to find him.
If you're listening, suggest watching the video. You can see Zara and Michelle from Shameless on this episode.
Mm. And you'll be able to see also Mr. 97's awkwardness throughout the whole thing as well.
Go to our YouTube channel.
And if you think that we're two perverts or if you would like to give any negative feedback, the email is the best way.
Hi at
thedailytalkshow.com. Put perverts in the subject line. Have a good one, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.